Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes government's commitment to provide best medical treatment to the poor. Center extends AFSPA for another 6 months in different parts of Nagaland and northeastern states from 1st April. Prime Minister highlights global textile waste crisis in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani. And Governor Lal Ganesan emphasizes role of NCC instilling patriotism and grooming future leaders of the nation. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said government's topmost priority is to ensure that the poorest of the poor receive best medical treatment. He said crores of people are benefiting from free medical treatment under the Ayushman Bharat scheme. The Prime Minister was speaking after laying the foundation stone of Madhav Nathralaya Premium Center at Nagpur in Maharashtra. He also highlighted the importance of Janoshadi Kendras, where poor and middle class citizens can access affordable medicines.
कोई एकल विद्यालय के माध्यम से आदिवासी बच्चों को पढ़ा रहा है, कहीं कोई सांस्कृतिक जागरण के मिशन में लगा हुआ है, कहीं कोई सेवा भारती से जुड़कर गरीबों और वंचितों की सेवा कर रहा है। अभी हमने महाकुंभ में देखा, जहां सेवा कार्य वहां स्वयं सेवक।
Mr. Modi said, Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, RSS volunteers are working selflessly in various spheres and parts of the country. The Prime Minister also highlighted the contributions of RSS founders Dr. Keshav Hedgewar and Madhav Rao Golwalkar in inspiring the national spirit in India. The Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, today extended the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA 1958, in 8 districts and 21 police stations across 5 districts in Nagaland for 6 months, starting from April 1, 2025. According to the notification, the MHA stated that AFSPA will continue to be in force in Dimapur, Newlan, Chumukedima, Mon, Kifire, Noklak, Pek, and Perin districts. The police station include Kuzama, Kohima North, Kohima South, Zubza and Kezocha police stations in Kohima, Mangkolamba, Mokokchung 1, Longto, Tuli, Longchem and Anaki C police stations under Mokchung District, Yanglok PS in Longleng and Gatashi, Puguboto, Sataka, Suruhoto, Zuneboto, Agunato PS in Zuneboto and Bandari, Champang and Ralan police stations in Woka District. The notification stated that the decision was made following a review of the law and order situations in the state. AFSPA grants special powers to security forces deployed in disturbed areas, including conducting operations, searches, and arrests without prior warrants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the challenge of textile waste, saying that it has become a major cause of worry for the entire world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi expressed concern over a finding that only less than 1% of textile waste is recycled into new clothes. He, however, noted that many commendable efforts are being undertaken in India to deal with this challenge. Prime Minister Modi observed that some cities are also carving a new identity for themselves in dealing with textile waste.
भारत दुनिया का तीसरा ऐसा देश है जहां सबसे ज्यादा टेक्सटाइल वेस्ट निकलता है, लेकिन मुझे खुशी है कि हमारे देश में इस चुनौती से निपटने के लिए कई सराहनीय प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं। कई भारतीय स्टार्टअप्स ने टेक्सटाइल रिकवरी फैसिलिटीज पर काम शुरू किया है। वे पुराने कपड़ों और जूते चप्पलों को रिसाइकल कर जरूरतमंदों तक पहुँचाते हैं। कुछ संस्थाएं पुराने कपड़े लेकर उसे दोबारा उपयोग करने लायक बनाती हैं और गरीबों तक पहुंचाती हैं।
Speaking about water harvesting, the Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that works related to water harvesting and water conservation have gained new momentum in many states. Mr. Modi further stated that like every year, preparations have been made on a war footing for Catch the Rain campaign this year as well.
जल संरक्षण से ज्यादा लोगों को जोड़ने के लिए जल संचय जन भागीदारी अभियान भी चलाया जा रहा है। प्रयास यही है कि जो प्राकृतिक संसाधन हमें मिले हैं उसे हमें अगली पीढ़ी तक सही सलामत पहुंचाना है। बारिश की बूंदों को संरक्षित करके हम बहुत सारा पानी बर्बाद होने से बचा सकते हैं।
Governor La Ganesan has emphasized the role of NCC in shaping character, instilling patriotism, and grooming future leaders of the nation. He was speaking during a felicitation program for NCC cadets for outstanding services during Mann Ki Baat screening at Rajbhavan, Kohima today. He noted that the achievements of the NCC cadets are not just personal milestones, but a testament to the cadets' hard work and values that NCC upholds. Highlighting the impact of Mann Ki Baat, the governor stated that the program has continuously recognized individuals and organizations contributing to the society. Governor Ganesan encouraged more youths to join and participate in the NCC and urged them to embrace values of seva or samarpan, service and dedication, whether they choose to serve in the armed forces, civil services, or any other profession. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio has extended Eid greeting to the Muslim community. Mr. Rio appealed to celebrate by being agents of peace, strengthening bonds of goodwill, and embracing hope for a brighter future. Eid al-Fitr will be celebrated by Muslims worldwide tomorrow, which marks the end of the month-long dawn-to-dusk fasting of Ramadan. Naglan Gorkha Association met Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Paton on Friday. The association raised concern regarding the cut-off year for the Gorkha community of the state, which is 1940, whereas for the other non-Naga communities, it is 1963. The Deputy CM assured to look into the matter. In a tweet, Mr. Paton said the meeting was productive and said he discussed ways to strengthen community engagement with the Gorkha Association. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports will be organizing Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament from 1st April to 3rd April in New Delhi. According to the ministry, over 75,000 young people from every state and union territory submitted their video entries through the My Bharat portal. The Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament is structured into three key stages, including district nodal rounds, state rounds, and national rounds. In a statement, the ministry said that ideas and discussions generated through this initiative will extend far beyond Central Hall, resonating across the nation and paving way for a new era of youth-led policy engagement and national progress. Indian Army is inviting online applications from unmarried male candidates for selections as Agniveers in various categories for the 2025-26 recruitment year under Agnipath scheme. Online registration is underway and will close on 10th of April. Applications are welcome from domiciles of all districts from Nagaland and Manipur. The recruitment process will be carried out in two phases. In phase one, an online computer-based written examination or common entrance examination, CEE, will be conducted at selected centers in both states. Phase two will involve recruitment rally for shortlisted candidates who successfully clear CEE. For more details, candidates can call the helpline numbers of Army Recruitment Office, Rangapahar, at 03862-249012 or 76280234 or email at swarkokila@nic.in. Queries can also be raised on www.joinindianarmy.nic.in for further clarifications. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes government's commitment to provide best medical treatment to the poor. Center extends AFSPA for another 6 months in different parts of Nagaland and northeastern states from 1st April. Prime Minister highlights global textile waste crisis in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani. And Governor La Ganesan emphasizes role of NCC in instilling patriotism and grooming future leaders of the nation. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 with the morning news. Good night.